You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
It is a breezy Saturday, and we move already to late October. Kind of feels like fall today. And speaking of fall, hunting, fishing, Steve Kearney is going to take us outdoors. And, of course, Steve Kearney, outdoors.com. Steve, good to visit with you. I hope you had a good week.
I've had a good week. I am really frozen, I'm telling you, Steve. I was out this morning on the water, and, oh, my God, this wind has just been crazy. And, you know, the temperatures have been 40s in the morning, which is okay, but the wind has just been relentless. It's tough. I'm still my core body temperature, I think, is about 10 degrees lower than it should be. But give me a couple hours. It'll come back. It's just the way it is.
Yeah, there's nothing like maybe build a big fire, and that always helps warm up the bones for sure. Steve, what did you find out there? How was the bite in spite of the wind?
It's been really good, and that's about the only thing in the outdoors right now that's really good. Fishing is awesome right now. Hardly anybody is out, which is kind of strange because this is the best time of the year to be out, and I've been still finding fish in very deep water. It was really good this morning. That wind kicked in about 10 o'clock and made things a little tougher. But other than that, the duck hunting has been really bad. And there's a lot of people throughout Minnesota that share that. It's just not happening yet. I hope it does. But a lot of the local birds are gone. We're kind of waiting for some migrants to come down. Nothing is happening. There's no coots coming down yet. But we do have a good northwest wind going on right now. It might, you know, move some birds, but that's just really been tough. I've been very, very disappointed so far. But the deer hunting is picking up. I bagged another doe this week, so I've used two of my three tags. So now my last tag is going to be for a buck, hopefully. But I'm starting to see scrapes now, which is really about right on time, around the 15th, 16th. But the scrapes are telling you a lot. It's telling you what bucks are in the area. And some of the smaller bucks will make very small scrapes, about the size of a dinner plate. And they'll often be on little two-track areas where does have been, you know, traversing. And the bigger bucks will have a gigantic scrape that'll be about as big as a garbage can top, you know, just huge. And they just scrape the area, and they put, you know, some glands on it. They put some saliva on it. They urinate on it. And they have a licking branch just above that. And that's where they lick on it and put their scent on it. So they're doing this right now to kind of attract does, let them know that they're around. And you'll often see scrapes very close together by different bucks. They're all competing for the does. So this is going to really ramp up here in probably the next 4 or 5 days. And it really doesn't matter what the temperature is. They're just going to start doing their thing starting now for about the next 3 weeks. So this next 3 weeks, if you're a bow hunter, boy, you want to be in the stand as much as you can because this is go time right now.
Yeah, and before you know it, we're going to begin that countdown to the firearm season. So, you know, you still have the woods to yourself and fellow archers.
Yeah, so far, we have about 3 weeks left, and It's going to be interesting because the firearm season is a little bit later this year. usually it's about November 3rd, November 4th, and this year it's November 8th, so we got a little extra time. But it's going to be interesting to see what that weather is going to be, you know, November 8th. It could be 5 degrees. It could be 85. You know, we just don't know. These falls have been so weird, but we still have some time. You know, the buck sign is showing up. I have not seen a buck all fall, and I've been out probably 25 times already, and I think they're still in bachelor groups. They're still hanging out together. But in the next week, they're not going to be buddies anymore. They're going to be fighting, chasing each other around, and, you know, competing for territory and competing for the does. So it's all going to change. It's just not quite there yet. But when it does, they'll start making mistakes and doing things in the middle of the day, during daylight, that they normally don't do. So this is your best time, you know, to take a buck in the next 3 weeks.
Yeah, and Steve, as far as fall fishing goes, you know, if you can look at that weather, and it looks like we get through a real windy stretch here early in the week, things are going to calm down. It could be ideal on the water late in the week.
You know, I'm seeing like 60, 65 here, Steve, in about a week, and not happy about that, man. We need some
too
cold.
Warm.
I want some cold.
Yeah.
You know? But, you know, for fishing, yeah, that's great. No, you know, that'll be great. And I think we'll be taking the docks in throughout the lakes in the next week or so, which usually signals the best fishing really starts when they pull the docks in. But, yeah, fishing's great, but we need some cold at night. We need some 30s, some 20s. Would be wonderful. Kind of get things going. Get some of these ducks up in Canada to move down through Minnesota. We need that really bad. And, you know, I don't like seeing 65 at the end of October. I really don't.
All right, Steve. Well, good to visit with you as always, and we'll do it again in 1 week.
Hey, sounds good. Take care, Steve.
All right, there he is, Steve Kearney. Steve Kearney Outdoors joining us. And, of course, our Outdoors coverage continues on Sunday between 5 and 6. Rob Dreisline from the Outdoor News has an hour-long show filled with great guests and a lot of great info for everyone who loves the outdoors. That is Sunday between 5 and 6 here on News Talk 830 WCCO. College football final gearing up. Gophers played and blew out Nebraska on Friday night at Huntington Bank Stadium. Great second half by the Gophers. Andy Greeter will recap that, preview the Loons till tonight. At about 5:45, around the corner, we'll talk Wild hockey. And they're on a road trip. They're on the East Coast. It didn't go well on Friday night. They'll be in Philly tonight. Jez Myers will join us from the Pioneer Press, and we'll visit with him in a moment here on News Talk, 830-WCCO.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
College football final coming up after 4:30. Big Ten top 25. We'll take a look around the region. Quiet day in the Northern Sun. Just one game in the Northern Sun. Southwest is at a Northern State in Aberdeen today. The lone game in the Northern Sun. Everybody else idle this week. They've extended the regular season by a week to the middle of November. And we'll have some game reports out of the MIAC today. Get you up to date on what's going on in the WIAC and the UMAC as well. Let's get an update on what's going on with the Wild. And this road trip has got off to a slow start, to say the very least. They got beaten Dallas on Tuesday and then played the Caps in D.C. on Friday night and got thumped 5-1. They get the Flyers in Philly tonight. And then they'll be in the New York area, the Rangers on Monday, and then the Devils in Jersey on Wednesday before returning home to St. Paul next Saturday night. Jez Myers joins us. He covers the Wild for the Pioneer Press. Jez, in Big D and in D.C., not good.
Yeah, and, you know, they made a nice push in Dallas after being down 3-0. You know, they made it 3-2 and really came on in the third period. The power play doing all the work like it has been doing here most of the season. It seems like all we've talked about is the power play, and 5-on-5 goals have been very hard to come by. Made a nice push, but then Dallas got a couple empty net goals, wound up winning 5-2. Last night in D.C., oof, didn't go well. It just, you know, fell behind early. They tied the game up, finally got a 5-on-5 goal. Marcus Johansson with his first of the season, and literally the next shift, you know, all that momentum is just gone. The Capitals are back ahead, and just a tough one. Alex Ovechkin scores number 898, which is, you know, that's what Alex Ovechkin does. He just scores goals. But just a tough night overall, and John Hines wasn't happy. He made it very clear. He said, we need a better pushback. We need to be more organized. Just didn't like his team's effort and obviously didn't like the end result. And they made a few changes today. Number one, doesn't sound good for Zach Bogosian. He missed the third period last night. He walked out of the arena on his own last night, but looked like he was maybe favoring something. And they called up David Juracek today, so it looks like maybe there's going to be a change on the blue line. And then Liam Ogren, who had been on the fourth line, you know, a second-round draft pick, or maybe first-round draft pick pretty recently of this team, and just hadn't really done anything yet, really hadn't gotten his game in gear. They sent him down, called up Tyler Pitlick. You know, there's a name that's familiar to Minnesota hockey fans. Tyler played at Centennial, played at Minnesota State Mankato. If he gets in the lineup for the Wild, that will be, I believe, his eighth NHL team. So he's certainly got some experience bouncing around the league, but would be the second member of the Pitlick family to play for the Wild after his cousin Rem got a couple games a few seasons ago for them.
Jess Myers joins us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Wild and Flyers tonight in Philly. Going back to the game on Friday night, it doesn't always tell the story, but how about shots? 45-14. Yeah. That is, wow.
Well, they have first two periods. I think they had six shots. I mean, that just doesn't get it done. And I'll say this, it wasn't for lack of attempts. I will credit Washington. They did a nice job of getting in the way, of blocking shots, of keeping, you know, lanes occupied, all of those things. But at some point, again, like the coach said, you have to have more of a pushback. So here I am in Philadelphia, Steve. I got to tell you, first time I've been here in 11 years, one of the high moments and one of the low moments in Gopher hockey history, 2014 Frozen Four here in Philly. The high moment, of course, less than a second left in the semifinals, and they beat North Dakota on that just miracle play and go to the championship game. And then the low moment, playing Union for the title, and they wound up giving up seven goals, and Union wins the national championship in 2014. So good and bad memories for Gopher fans in this building, that's for sure.
You know, the one thing I will say about Philly, I think they did it right, because They have the arena where the Phillies play, and then, of course, Lincoln Financial Field where the Eagles play, all in that same complex, kind of between downtown and the airport. I think it's probably closer to the airport than downtown, but I think they really did that right. And they had the old Spectrum on that site as well, so they've kind of kept all their facilities in that area for years.
You know, say what you will about Philadelphia fans, and they're notoriously harsh, you know, not only on visiting fans. Like, you don't want to be a Vikings fan coming to a game here. I've long said, you know, I've been to a lot of Vikings road games, and this is one place that I will never come to a game wearing purple. I just won't do it. But say what you will about Flyers fans and Eagles fans and all of that, they are a passionate fan base. I mean, they really love their teams. They really get behind them. It's not like, you know, some other cities where they couldn't tell you if the local NFL team is playing on any given weekend. So I do respect Philadelphia fans for their passion and for their knowledge. And kind of a fun weekend because you've got the Wild and the Flyers tonight, and then, of course, the Vikings and the Eagles tomorrow. So, you know, I'm maybe risking my life if I wear a purple shirt around here tomorrow on my way out of town.
I don't know. I would sneak out of there and head for New York. And then, by the way, they'll spend some time in the New York area as they close out the trip. They'll get the Rangers and then go over to Jersey, which is what, in reality, is the crow flies about 5 miles. It's not far.
Maybe about that. It's about a 15-minute train ride. It's not too bad. The Rangers, by the way. Yeah, the Rangers' first three home games of the season, they did not score a goal. I think it's the first time in NHL history a team has been shut out three consecutive games at home to start a season. So maybe you're catching the old Broadway blue shirts at the right time. But man, this Wild team really needs a spark, really needs to get something going here, having lost three out of four now.
Yeah, and, you know, when you look at they signed Kaprizov, they gave big money to Philip Gustavsson, the goaltender. You know, ultimately, though, giving up 45 shots and playing the way they have, I've always said this, you know, really, no matter what the sport, you know, playing good defense is as much about effort. I think it's really true in hoops, but I also think it's to a certain extent true in hockey that, you know, to play well defensively, it is a lot about effort.
Absolutely. And, you know, it takes a special kind of person to play defense at the NHL level just because it's a dangerous game. You know, I joke with some of the guys that play for this team that I say, you know, playing defense at the NHL level has got to be one of the worst things you can do to a human body consistently. So you respect guys that have been around, you know, the Jonas Brodins and the Jared Spurgeons of the world who have found a way to stick it out. And you know, and granted, they've all had injuries, but they've stayed mostly healthy. You know, that's why it's tough to see a guy like Bogosian potentially out of the lineup because he's been such an iron man for this team and, you know, just such an intimidating force on the ice. Looks like the scariest guy you will ever see. And off the ice, just the nicest guy in the world. Everybody jokes he's a big teddy bear, you know, dressed like a grizzly bear.
Yeah. Jazz, I do want to get your thoughts, and I'm sure you're keeping an eye on it from afar, and that is Minnesota and North Dakota renew one of the great rivalries in college hockey. And I think they were saying it is the greatest rivalry in college hockey. And it's kind of like, well, you know, I think Boston College and Boston University might have something to say about that. But it is a great rivalry in the old WCHA and all of that. And it was the home team in Grand Forks that got game one on Friday night. They went at 5-2.
True story, Steve. December 1984, I was a sophomore in high school, but, you know, it had to be about 15 below in Grand Forks on a night in December. We went on a bus with all my high school teammates, and we went to a Gophers, then they were called the Fighting Sioux game, in the old Ralph Engelstad Arena. Man, I was hooked on college hockey from that moment for life. You know, what an atmosphere. What a rivalry. You have so many friends on both sides of the river. You know, you've got East Grand Forks right across the river from Grand Forks. And, you know, some of those folks like to cheer for the Gophers and, you know, proud Minnesotans. And then, you know, North Dakota really hangs their hat on their college hockey program and obviously on the Bison football program. Those are the kind of the two bright spots sports-wise in that state. So, yeah, absolutely a fun one. You're right. The Fighting Hawks turned the tables last night, down 2-1 in the second period. I think they scored the next four unanswered, walk away with a 5-2 win. So Gophers got to get some goals and got to get some scoring if they're going to get out of there with a split tonight.
You know, my favorite story of that series, my mom and dad had Gopher hockey season tickets for years. And one of the big thrills was to be able to go to one of the games on the weekend when North Dakota was in town. And
absolutely,
this goes back a number of years. Super intense, you know, competing for a WCHA crown. Both teams always have in mind, you know, a trip to the Frozen Four. And one of the great taunts I ever heard, and it's a friendly taunt, sitting nearby, my mom and dad had seats high in a corner at Mariucci. I always loved that angle at a hockey game. High in a corner, great view of the rink. Not far away was a North Dakota fan wearing a North Dakota sweater. And North Dakota had scored a goal to take a lead early in the game. And this person was one of a few in the building standing up and cheering. And someone nearby said, "Oh, come on, get back on your combine and head home." And it was all pretty good nature, but it always stood out to me. No bad language. It's just get back on the combine and head home.
Just such a fun rivalry, and two great programs historically. And boy, North Dakota fans, when Minnesota comes up there, they will let you know eight is more than five. You know, eight is more than five, meaning they have eight national championships. Minnesota has five, so they will do the simple math and let Minnesota fans know that anytime you come to visit.
Well, and the punchline to that, get back on the combine, he kind of turned around and laughed and so on and so forth. And if memory serves, the Gophers came back and won the game and beat North Dakota that night at Mariucci Arena. Safe travels out east. Philly, here's the thing about Philly, and I don't know if you had a chance to go out to dinner. Well, you were probably traveling between D.C. and Philly, and it'll probably be too late. Philly's a really good food town.
I could spend a month here just eating. It's unbelievable the food they've got in this town. You know, everybody talks about the cheesesteaks, but it just goes so far beyond that. I had a pastry today that it was literally life-changing. So, great town, great sports town, and great food town, too.
Yeah, my daughter had a conference out there, and we went, and we road-tripped. We didn't fly. We drove out. By the way, the drive through northern Ohio was horrid. Just terribly boring through northern Ohio. But Pennsylvania is a beautiful state, and Philly is a great town. And we went out to eat at a couple of spots in Philly, you know, old school steakhouse, an old school Italian restaurant, just outstanding. So if you're ever in Philly, keep that in mind. Don't wear your Viking stuff. Another
smart advice.
Yeah. All right, Jess, always great. Look forward to your coverage.
Thanks, Steve. Take care. Talk to you soon.
There he is, Jess Myers from the Pioneer Press. And, of course, he covers the Wild, and you can read his work online as well at TwinCities.com. He's also a great follow in-game on X. Once again, Jess Myers from the Pioneer Press joining us. We're going to take a break right now. We'll come back, update the weather, then get into college football final. Ohio State at Wisconsin today, and as you might expect, all Buckeyes so far as they get underway early in the third quarter. We'll have the Big Ten, the top 25. We'll check the Missouri Valley. We'll see what St. Thomas is doing in the Pioneer League today, and then check the Northern Sun, the MIAC, the WIAC. Will go east to the St. Croix, and we'll check the UMAC scoreboard as well, and hopefully squeeze in a game report or two here on News Talk. 830-WCCO.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle.
With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Jonathan Lola is standing by. We'll have the Big Ten. We'll have the top 25. We'll have the Missouri Valley. We'll check the Pioneer League. I'll tease that by saying Tommy's had a big blowout win today, and we'll have details on that. Quiet day in the Northern Sun. Just one game scheduled today in the Northern Sun. I kid you not. A big bye week here. Right now, Southwest Minnesota State at Northern State. They are just underway in Aberdeen. And we've got Northern State already leading at 21-3 late first quarter. So that is the lone tilt in the Northern Sun today. Let's get over to the MIAC today. All finals, all 1 o'clock starts. And top team in the league, Bethel, rolls over St. Olaf in Arden Hills today, 64-10. The Royals win big. Hopefully we'll get a game report on that one a little bit later on. St. John's goes to Moorhead and beat Concordia 41-6 today. How about Carlton? They're having a great year. The Knights beat Hamlin 63-14 in Northfield today. Gustavus, they put up 45 and beat St. Scholastica 45-6. And Augsburg on the road at McAllister. And the Aggies win it 32-21. So they're all finals in the MIAC. And hopefully we'll get some game reports a little bit later on that. Let's get a look at the WIAC east of the St. Croix today. And we have a final. River Falls, big win on the road at Stevens Point. The final 52-7. And it was Oshkosh beating Eau Claire 28-21. And let's see if we can get out an update on La Crosse at Platteville today. Pretty good match up there, La Crosse at Platteville. And Platteville wins it at home 38-21. The final there. There was a game on Friday night. Whitewater won big over Stout, 34-2. That game at Whitewater once again on Friday night. And then finally, let's check UMAC football today and see if we have any finals on the board yet. And we do. Martin Luther beat Greenville 41-39, the final. And it was Crown beating Westminster 19-6 in St. Bonnie. And it looks like it still might be in progress. Northwestern out at Minnesota Morris. That was a 2 o'clock start today. And let me see if we can get a scoreboard update. Yes, Northwestern did win it. It did go final 21-3, the final there. So you're up to date on the regional scoreboard. But we still have the Big Ten. We still have the top 25. and, of course, the Missouri Valley, and the final score on that Big Tommy win today out of the Pioneer League. And without further ado, let's bring in Jonathan Lowe.
We were talking. Myself and Miss Lindsey Brown were discussing things here in the studio, so I missed my cue, so I apologize for missing my cue, because I know it is important to get the college status, the college world out to the masses, especially on a day like today. This is perfect, quintessential Saturday in the fall, y'all, weather. Saturday in the fall, y'all, college football here, there, and everywhere. And let's get it rolling in the Big Ten. We start in Evanston, where it is early in the fourth quarter, and Purdue, not looking good for the Boilermakers. They continue to struggle as they try to find some kind of traction. Northwestern looks like they're going to go to 5-2. They're shutting out Purdue 19-0. Again, about 9.5 to go in the fourth quarter. It is now early third quarter in Madison. Number one, Ohio State, looking to not fall into the trap that happened last night. We'll get to that in a moment. But right now, they are cruising. They just got a field goal, about 8.5 to go in the third quarter. And Bucky Badger looking like they're going to go to 2-5 unless they make a big rally. 20-0 Buckeyes, number one team in the nation, looking good in the third quarter. It's just about to kick off the second half in Bloomington. Third-ranked Indiana is on top of Michigan State, 21-10. If Indiana wins, yes, folks, they will be 7-0 on the season. And Kirk Cignetti with the big boost to his home and his finances with that contract extension earlier in the week. Earlier today, it was Michigan, ranked early in the season. They've fallen out of the rankings, but they get to 5-2 on the season. Drop Washington to 5-2 at the Big House, 24-7. The Wolverines get the win. Coming up in just under an hour, Rutgers will host number 8 Oregon. In just over an hour and a half, it'll be Maryland on the road at the Rose Bowl, taking on the rejuvenated UCLA Bruins. Also later on, Penn State under not James Franklin anymore. Last week we kind of discussed it, and unfortunately it happened in a down way. So Penn State now 3-3, trying to break their three-game losing streak. They go to Kinnick to take on Iowa. In the game of the night, possibly in the Big Ten, that's going to be at South Bend. It's going to be an out-of-conference game, but the annual rivalry for the Shalala, the Jewel Shalala. Number 20, USC. Number 13, Notre Dame. Under the shadow of Touchdown Jesus. That'll be coming up later on this evening. Last night, good news for Goldie Gopher. The Gophers, I was wrong last night. I thought they'd struggle. I thought it would be tough for them to get a win against number 25, Nebraska. They proved me wrong, and I am glad they proved me wrong. Gophers now 5-2 on the season. 24-6, they beat the Cornhuskers last night. And it might be some smooth sailing with some of these other teams struggling. I know they got Iowa coming up, they got Wisconsin coming up, but it's not out of the realm of possibility for them to get 8-9 wins on the season as we go through the rest of this calendar schedule. Let's go ahead and get to the top 25. Let's start between the hedges. Number 9, Georgia. Number 5, Ole Miss. Just started the second half. Ole Miss with a 75-yard touchdown pass, catch, reception, run, yak. Yard after catch, 28-20 Rebels looking to get to 7-0 on the season, and Georgia trying to pull the upset and get to 6-1. It is at the half in Birmingham. They are under a new coach. They fired Trent Dilfer earlier in the week, and they lead number 22 Memphis 17-14 due the Blazers at the half. And again, number 22 Memphis, they're 6-0 on the season. They're trying to get to 7-0. They're trying to secure a spot in the playoff down the road. In the desert at the half, it is number 7 Texas Tech trailing Arizona State 9-7. The Sun Devils 4-2. Texas Tech undefeated on the season, trying to claim and keep their undefeated record going as they try to take down this tough opponent. Arizona State was favored by a lot of people to win the Big 12 early in the season. Final some early in the day, number 12 Georgia Tech. They struggled early in Durham against Duke, but they pulled away at the end. The Yellow Jackets are 7-0. 27-18 the final there. It was a big showdown in Nashville. Number 17 Vanderbilt, number 10 LSU, back and forth affair, and in the end it was Vanderbilt getting the 6-1. That's right, folks. I said it. I said it and I meant it. And it's true. 6-1 Vanderbilt on the season. What is this? 31-24 the final. And Vanderbilt will get another test next week when they invite Missouri into the house. We'll get to Missouri in a moment. Number 14, Oklahoma. They really didn't have too much trouble with South Carolina today. The Sooners get to 6-1, 26-7 the final there. After a long weather delay, this was supposed to get started, I believe, 2 hours ago. But because of storms in the area in Fayetteville, Arkansas and Texas A&M got underway just about 15 minutes ago. It's in the first quarter, about 11 minutes to go in the first quarter. Fourth-ranked Aggies with the ball, but trailing, Arkansas gets the early field goal, 3-0. Games coming up later today. Number 18, Virginia. They'll be at home against upset-minded Washington State. Number 21, Texas. They go on the road to Kentucky. Number 19, South Florida. They host Florida Atlantic. Number 11, Tennessee. And that third Saturday in October, y'all, it is number 6 Alabama hosting number 11 Tennessee later on this evening. Number 16 Missouri, they'll go to Auburn to face the Tigers in a battle of the Tigers. Number 24 Cincinnati will be on the road at Oklahoma State. The Holy War is back, folks. Oh, the Holy War, such a great, great rivalry game. Number 23 Utah at number 15 BYU. Big, big implications for the Big 12 standings as that game goes on later this evening. And yesterday, last night, at Hard Rock Stadium, near South Beach, near all the palm trees, near the Atlantic Ocean, number 2 Miami goes down. Louisville goes into Miami to get a 14-0 lead and then hold on in the end 24-21. The Cardinals are now 5-1. This drops the Hurricanes to 5-1. They'll definitely drop from number 2 in the country. How far they'll slide, we'll see as these games go on later this evening. But a big result and a big shakeup in the ACC. Miami to look pretty dominant through the first 5 games of the season. Now let's head to FCS, the Missouri Valley. Early fourth quarter in Terre Haute. It is North Dakota State leading Indiana State 31-7. The Bison look good to get to 7-0. It has just gone final at the Unidome. South Dakota gets the 5-3. They defeat Northern Iowa 17-14. North Dakota goes on the road to Carbondale, defeats Southern Illinois 38-19. South Dakota State on the road at Murray State. The Jackrabbits get to 7-0 fairly easily, 35-14. And that sets up, actually, let me get to one other score, then I'll tell you what it sets up. Pioneer League, St. Thomas, they win easily at home at O'Shaughnessy Stadium against Valparaiso 55-17. And now let's get to next week. Next week is big, y'all. It's the marker battle. South Dakota State hosting North Dakota State next Saturday night in Brookings, number 1 versus number 2 in FCS. That will be a throwdown and a showdown that you don't want to miss out on. We won't unfortunately have any highlights of that next week, but we might get highlights of that next weekend. Who knows? But that's slated for next Saturday at 7 p.m. Bison Jackrabbits, an annual battle at the top of FCS.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, those schools have shared some titles. North Dakota State, a larger share of those titles. But, yeah, no doubt, huge game in the Missouri Valley Football Conference. Jonathan Lowe scores, Big Ten, top 25. And the one thing I wanted to jump in and point out, number 1 Ohio State leading at Wisconsin 20-0. Jonathan had that midway through quarter number 3 in Madison. Great city. A lot of empty seats at Camp Randall. It is not going well. And while there's no shame in getting blown out by Ohio State because everybody has, I would think that's probably going to be a huge concern, though, for the future of the head coach of the Badgers.
So last week we came on and we talked about how the seat of James Franklin might be boiling under his rear end.
And he got fired.
Less than 24 hours later, he was not the head coach of Penn State. We're not trying to call coach firings. We're not trying to become Nostradamus here or Karnak. All the old Johnny Carson fans out there, yeah. Karnak the Magnificent. But maybe we're calling our shot 2 weeks in a row. Luke Fickell, are you looking to brush up your resume tomorrow morning?
I just can't imagine he is going to be long for that job. Now, once again, getting beat, potentially shut out by Ohio State, you know, there's no shame in that because, you know, they've dominated this year. But when you start seeing particularly the student section at Camp Randall empty, that's a problem. And that is going to be one of those where they may be moving on sooner than later from the head coach of the Badgers. All right, we're going to break right now. We're going to come back, and we're going to give you more detail on what happened in the MIAC today. Bethel Royals, a big blowout win at home. St. John's wins on the road. Carlton, another big win today. We'll get into all of that in a moment here on News Talk. 830-WCCO. It is college football final, and Lindsey Brown is our producer, Jonathan Lowe, on the scoreboard. And speaking of scores, let's get you up to date on the lone game in the Northern Sun today. And that's in Aberdeen, Northern State, hosting Southwest Minnesota State. Early quarter number two, and Northern State leads it 27-7. And everybody else is idle this week in the Northern Sun. Here's the lay of the land next week. Noon game, Mary at UMD. Jamestown travels to Bemidji. Sioux Falls, a long haul up to Minot State. Augustana at Southwest Minnesota State. That's a pretty short road trip. Sioux Falls up to Marshall. Minnesota State on the road at Wayne State. Concordia will travel to Winona. And MSU Moorhead will play a night game at Northern State in Aberdeen. So Northern well on their way. And let's take a look at the standings at the moment. In the North, in division play, MSU Moorhead, Northern State, Minot State 2-1, UMD 1-1, conference play UMD 5-1, with MSU Moorhead, Northern State at 4-2. Meanwhile, in the South, Augustana, the only unbeaten. The Vikings 3-0 in division play, 6-0 in conference play, 7-0 overall, right on their heels. Minnesota State 3-0 in the division. That's the Northern Sun South. 5-1 overall in conference play, and 6-1 overall. So a pretty good race shaping up in both the North and the South of the Northern Sun going forward. And then ultimately, these teams trying to limit losses, trying to get into the NCAA Division II playoffs. All right, let's jump over to the MIAC today. A full slate of games today. St. Olaf at Bethel. And Bethel, the league leader, and they roll over St. Olaf today, 64-10. The Royals cruise today over the Olies. As a matter of fact, Bethel led it 44-0 at the half, and they pile up big yards. And windy day in Arden Hills. And let's take a look at some of the stats. Cooper Drews, 15-19, 349 yards, 3 touchdowns in the game today. And then they pile up 130 yards on the ground. Ian Berkman, the leading rusher, he had 6 carries for 42 yards in the game. Receiving, Albert Rundle, 11 catches, 246 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Once again, the Royals win big today up in Arden Hills. The final in that ball game today, 64-10. St. John's wins on the road at Concordia today. That game and more ahead. We are hoping to hear from Jim Sella today, but I don't know if it's going to work out to visit with the legend Jim Sella up at Concordia. The Cobbers get beat. For St. John's, Trey Feeney, 34 of 45, 374 yards, 4 touchdowns and a pick today. On the ground, Caden Wheeler led the way, 11 carries, 55 yards and a touchdown. And then Dylan Wheeler, 12 catches, 99 yards, and 2 touchdowns to lead the Johnnies to a victory today. Once again, up at Moorhead. Meanwhile, Concordia, it was Carlton beating Hamlin today, and that final was 63-14. So the Knights having quite a year and putting up some big numbers on the day today. And a little bit later on in the program, we'll have some of the stats from that football game today. While we get the MIEC scoreboard to load up again, once again, live radio here. Once again, the Carleton Knights get the victory today. Other scores on this Saturday afternoon, Gustavus beat St. Scholastica 45-6, and it was Augsburg pulling out a 32-31 win at McAllister today. Outstanding ball game there. All right, let's jump east of the St. Croix. Three games today. River Falls beat Stevens Point 52-7 today. It was Eau Claire falling at Oshkosh. Oshkosh wins it at home 28-21. And the lone other game today was La Crosse at Platteville. And Platteville wins it 38-21. There was a Friday night tilt, and Stout was on the road at Whitewater. And Whitewater wins it 34-2. And then, of course, four games next week, next Saturday, on the schedule with River Falls at Eau Claire. Stevens Point visits Stout. Platteville takes on Whitewater, and it'll be Oshkosh at La Crosse in a 2 o'clock tilt there. Let's check the UMAC scoreboard while we have a moment here on this Saturday afternoon. And all the games there have gone final. Martin Luther beat Greenville 41-39. Crown down Westminster 19-6, that game in St. Bonnie today. And it was Northwestern at Minnesota Morris today. And it was Northwestern winning the ball game 21-3. So you're up to date on all the scores around the area. And by the way, Ohio State has extended their lead at Wisconsin 27-0 just over a minute to go in the third quarter at Camp Randall Stadium. And I would assume things are going to start to clear out fairly quickly. At Camp Randall. The students were late to arrive, and they'll be early to leave at Camp Randall with this result on the board. And then, of course, great Golden Gopher win last night at Huntington Bank Stadium. Not a particularly great first half for either team, but that Gopher defense dominated all night. And then, of course, quarterback Drake Lindsay led the way, and the Golden Gophers go on to a really nice win over Nebraska. And, you know, it's one of those matchups in the P.J. Fleck era that the Golden Gophers have dominated. And we'll talk more about that win with Andy Greeter of the Pioneer Press, who covers the team. And then we'll talk Loons soccer, because the Loons wind down the regular season tonight against the L.A. Galaxy in Southern California. And then it's on to the postseason. And the Loons have really had a nice year in a super crowded sports marketplace here in the Twin Cities of Minneapolis, St. Paul. They have a good year. They're solidly in the MLS playoffs, and we'll get Andy's thoughts on that as well coming up following a break at about 5:45 today at the tail end of college football final. And then we want to remind you of a full slate of games on Sunday in the NFL, including the Vikings and the Eagles, the Vikes coming out of the bye week. And as we all suspected, and we learned for sure on Friday, the Carson Wentz will be the quarterback. Max Brosmer will be QB2. And then we learned J.J. McCarthy would be the emergency third quarterback in the game on Sunday, high noon at U.S. Bank Stadium. And the latest line has the Eagles favored by 2.5, the over-under 44. The Eagles have dropped two in a row. They're 4-2. The Vikes are 3-2 after the 1-1 trip across the pond where they lost to the Steelers and then ultimately beat the Browns in London. So Vikes and Eagles tomorrow at high noon at U.S. Bank Stadium. Then a very short week because they'll be in L.A. on Thursday to play the Chargers on Thursday night. Clouds have thickened up here in the Twin Cities of Minneapolis, St. Paul. 61 degrees, northwest winds at 14 miles an hour. For tonight, there is a chance of showers. And checking the radar picture, there are some showers showing up. Really, just west of the cities, all the way down to northwest Iowa. So we could see some light rain here in the Twin Cities in short order. And then on Sunday, sunny and 59, it'll still be breezy. We'll have more weather following the news in a moment here on News Talk 830 WCCO. And then more college football final here on News Talk 830 WCCO.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at uhc.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.